This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, Reno Collier, and Jess Hooker. They're coming up in just a minute.
Heidi ho, welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show. I am your host, Mr. Obvious. Let's take a call. Hello, Mr. Obvious Show.
Well, hello, is this Mr. Obvious?
Speaking.
Hey, Mr. Obvious, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Uh-huh. What seems to be the problem?
Well, here's my problem.
Shoot.
My wife and I, we finally decided to take a trip to the beautiful San Fran.
Cisco.
Cisco. Where's Cisco?
San Francisco.
Oh, Twin Cities, eh?
Yeah, that's right, Twin City.
Well, cool. We might try to get there sometime, but we decided to go to San Fran. So first day we get there, I go out to see the sights on my own while the wife took a nap. So I walk.
Uh-huh.
Finally, I get to one of them coffee shops that they got there.
Uh-huh.
And I figure, you know, I'm in a fancy coffee shop. I'm going to try me one of them cafe lattes.
Oh.
With milk.
Latte means with milk.
What's that?
What you said is the same as saying I'll have a cafe milk with milk.
Right, yeah, you got to have it with milk. That's the only way they're good.
Okay, please continue.
Yeah, so I had my cafe latte with milk.
Mm-hmm.
I go to pay for it, and I realize I forgot my wallet back at the hotel.
Oh.
Right. So I says to myself, what would I do if I was back at home?
Uh-huh.
Well, I decide I'll hitchhike. So I go out on the street there, and I stick my hand up, and pardon my French, Mr. O, but dang it if somebody doesn't stop on a dime.
Huh.
Right then, just came by and picked me up right there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a race car driver to boot.
Did you say a race car driver?
Yeah, he had those checkered flags, the race car flags all over the car.
Mm-hmm.
And, real fancy car, had all kinds of electronic accessories and junk inside.
Right.
Well, I kind of felt sorry for him.
Sorry? Why is that?
He had this big old bandage on his head.
Uh-huh.
His head was all wrapped up.
And yeah.
I got kind of worried and thought, well, you know, maybe he's had some kind of head injury or something.
Mm-hmm. Should I get in the car?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Obvious, he seemed to drive fine.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me right where I was going back to the hotel there, and it was great and everything, but I think that head injury turned him mean.
How so, caller?
Well, Mr. O, he tried to rob me.
He tried? You mean he asked for money at the end of the ride?
Exactly. I go to get out of the car, and I said, you know, thanks a bunch.
Uh-huh.
Well, hold on, where's my money, you know? And it's really weird. He was real specific about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was robbing me for $12.56.
You know, caller, sounds to me like
like a robbery, yeah.
No, well, no. I think what you got a hold of there is a taxi cab.
A taxi cab?
Yeah, they charge people money when they drive you wherever you want to go, and you pay the fee for whatever the trip costs. It's a service in the big cities.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a cab.
Oh, now that's making sense, because I thought he had a misspelling on his paint job there. I thought it was supposed to say car. Cab, huh?
C-A-R, but it said C-A-B.
D, right.
Ah,
yeah. Huh. Made the connection.
Join us again next time on the Mr. Obvious Show.
Mr. Obvious?
Yeah.
that whole cab theory is kind of making sense now. They have a lot of people riding around in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that explains it. Cabs smell like an old whore.
Yeah.
Smell like an old whore.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Perfectly timed.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
All right.
Christy Lee on assignment. There's Jess Hooker at the news desk.
Yeah, I'm here.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, Jay.
There's Josh Arnold.
Jess, it doesn't feel like you're surrounded by adult men, does it?
Never. Nope. Never. Not here.
Ace Cosby's here.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold. Did Jess. I say Josh Arnold was here?
Hi.
Yeah, whatever. I'm Chick, and here's Tom.
Thank you very much. Let's see, a lot of things happening here. I'll ask some of you to participate in many of them. Let's see. Jess Hooker is sitting in for Christy Lee right now. There we go. There's Al. Okay, I was looking for Al Jackson, and he just popped up right over there. Al, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. I was just, as there were several, I'm assuming, noise machine farts. I just focused on Jess, and she just was shuffling her papers, just like, uh-huh. I made it, and this is what it is.
Yeah, so mad.
Since I was 8 years old, this is what I wanted to do, Al.
Absolutely, and you made it, and you know what? You're surrounded by real-life Anchorman.
Yeah, that's true.
This is, and see, me and Chick, we already texted and coordinated. We got our matching tracksuits. We got a big Adidas breakdancing competition. Chick's going
first to set
the tone. This is random. Yesterday on the show, we interviewed the queen of New Orleans bounce, which is basically twerk music. She's opening up her hotel and everything down in New Orleans. And she has this huge company. And in real life, they have a policy that if they're having an argument in the conference room, they will have a 1 minute dance off just to, like, if there's tension, people are about to start arguing. They just start. And I was just thinking, when would that not work? When you are just really about to, like, we goof around and, like, we're silly comics. But if you just were at a job and you were like, you're going to destroy what we've been working for 6 months. You're going to destroy this company. And somebody goes, hey, for a minute, we're turning some beats on.
I'll tell you
Josh and Al are going to serve each other.
Al, where I would love for that to happen would be presidential debates.
Yeah.
Oh. It would be awesome.
What if, it's like our president, our council would be the Jabberwockies. I'd be down with that. Go to every Senate confirmation hearing.
Instead, I think it'd be good, like at a sentencing event. Well, looks like the death penalty. Oh, wait a minute. Dance off.
Between
he copped the break dancing. He copped to break dancing and 6 months of waltzing. And we're good to go.
It's like you can be a murderer, but you better be able to spit on your head. Okay? Then you can walk the streets. If you can do the worm, kill all the people you want.
There we go.
Unless the father of the victim is a better dancer. He's just up there. Really dancing well, but crying hard.
Well, he pops and laughs.
Oh my God.
Just so. Every day's pain, and he's just dancing real good.
Life is here.
Our guest is Al Jackson. He is from the Daily Blast Live. Now with the 5-person format.
Yes. I like it.
I was watching yesterday. Does that mean you get less time off?
Yes, even though I work so close to my job, it should be illegal. I this is for the first time ever, and it took me 45 years on this planet, Tom, to realize live close to where you work.
Yep.
Like I can walk to work. I know it's not, but I'm close to work, and I work, I like running my mouth, so it's not that bad. So I prefer the 5-person format, even though I'm not going to be there today because I'm going to my nephew's wedding. And I was thinking before I logged on that I know I'm going to cry for sure.
Yeah.
And it's so weird with men when we cry that first of all, we have to like prepare people. And it's weird that like people have to comfort us, just like, just let it out, buddy. Like you're going, yeah. Like you're using the restroom. It's very like no one ever says that to a woman, but men say, "Hey, bro, that had to come out. That's natural." It's right, like, yeah, right. All love. It's fine.
Where's the wedding taking place?
The wedding is taking place outside of Columbus, Ohio, in a place called Logan, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. WLGN in Logan, Ohio. Almost had a job.
Shout there. Out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Almost, yeah.
Now, don't you do an impression of Logan?
Logan.
Oh, Professor, what is it now?
I made a boom boom in the back seat.
I just changed you.
Will you carry me to the toilet?
Yes.
There you go, Al.
I'm just like, once you've made the boom boom, why do you need to go to the toilet? Is that just to wrap up?
I'm covered in boom boom.
That's asked and answered.
I grew up in London, Ohio, which is southwest of Columbus, Ohio, and Logan, Ohio was constantly confused with London, Ohio, I think, is how I
am. Did you guys play each other in football?
No, they were a little bit too far north for us, but yeah, I'm very aware of it, yeah.
Okay, now,
and I don't know what happened to me. I have no idea what happened, but...
it kind of sounded like that, didn't it, Al?
It did.
Oh, that's a little too far north for me.
Yeah. I'm dating this guy from Logan. Look, they're too far north for
when
us.
When I was in high school, is this right? Or maybe just before, right around the time I was in high school, there was a high school in Columbus, the suburbs, called Columbus Eastmore. And Archie Griffin, Duncan Griffin, and Ray Griffin all went to that high school. And,
oh, my goodness.
And thank God they weren't in our league. So, yeah. So
That's like that period the Miami Hurricanes had, where they just had Frank Gore and all those guys. They were all in the same. Jeremy Shockey, they were all on the same team. That's insane. That's crazy.
Yeah, they won the state, I think. Wow.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Make international friendlies for the men.
Right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, we have to explain, though, that we also have in the studio Reno Collier. And,
Reno! What's up, buddy?
Hey. What up, man?
You look great, man.
Oh, thank you. Dude, I'm dead serious. I kind of followed in Chick's footsteps. I've been in this tracksuit lifestyle for about 2 years now. Never been happier, man. I feel like it shows in my face. I'm exfoliating.
Yeah. Well, I don't own a tracksuit. Never will. Sorry.
Tom, come on.
No, he doesn't wear sweatpants either. I don't know how.
I hate sweatpants.
You exist. I don't know, man.
They shout failure to me.
Do you own a real suit? Like a full matching suit?
They shout failure, Al.
Yeah, I do have a suit. I wear it like, you know, like every 4 years or something.
Got it. I hope it's like a zoot suit and he hasn't been keeping up on what style it is. He's
just got one where there's just constantly cocaine in the lapel. Like, I didn't even buy this. It comes with the suit, sir.
Yeah, Reno, by the way, tonight, Reno is in Woodstock, Illinois, Al. Do you know why Woodstock, Illinois is famous, Al?
Home of the Baconator.
That's right.
That's my answer.
Dave Thomas was driving through, and he goes, you know what? We need to add bacon.
That's where they filmed.
That's Dublin, Ohio, Wendy's.
They filmed Groundhog Day there.
Right.
Oh, they filmed the Corona. I thought they filmed that in like upstate New York. That's what it kind of looked like. But oh, okay.
Yeah, they couldn't. Shout out, I guess they couldn't get Punxsutawney to give them the permit or something, so they filmed it elsewhere. You know, I should explain.
You haven't been uncomfortable up to that. Now here we go.
Al is a man of certain sophistication. We are, although Al and I grew up about a mile apart. It might as well have been
a world away.
Yes,
in different decades.
Touched fingertips through a glass, a pane of glass. One day.
Al likes to help me get hipper helping me with my street.
I think you mean more hip, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you more hip.
Yeah,
I'm
hip.
Willie, we're going to leave that there.
In the same way that you tell chick it's fewer, not less, I think that's incorrect to say hipper.
Hipper? Okay, I'm hipper.
Well, I think hipper's okay.
What?
Is hipper? Hippest?
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Okay. What do you got for me?
Take you Tom, and your chubby little body and get out of here.
Okay? Hey, there's no body shaming on this show.
I'm sorry.
Unless it's as funny as that, then it's fine.
Chubby little body.
Those are the insults that hurt the worst when somebody says something that you know is just a fact about you. Not like it's just like when somebody just says, get out of here. You know.
I tried to give him a cookie and he goes, I'm too fat to eat a cookie.
You son of a bitch.
I said, eat a cookie.
This fight should be happening between two aunts in the kitchen in the 1980s. I can't have that.
I can eat a cookie. You can eat a cookie.
Are you ready to show up for our guests? Show him. Let's just show him just some of the things we learned. Like, Tom, why don't you look at Reno? He's a beautiful man. Man, just tell him, well, we went over this last week. Tell him what OPP is.
Oh, I know.
What does that acronym stand for, Tom?
Oh, Reno.
But I'm down with OPP.
I know Reno knows. Reno's been in these streets. If you have a name like Reno, you know what's up. There's a couple casinos you can't go into.
I'm in these streets.
Yeah, he's in these streets. He doesn't do 23andMe because he knows, this.
That's right.
So I expect Reno to know. So, Tom, tell Reno what we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Isn't it someone else's girlfriend?
Essentially, but can you put it in?
Yeah, on the Hallmark Channel.
OPP.
Other people's boontang?
Yeah. There we go.
Tom, do you see why I say I love when you show off for guests? All right, now that we have established ourselves that you are in these streets, Tom. Uh-huh. Tom, what does the phrase thode mean?
Say it again.
Thode. THOW'D?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thode. Wow.
It has nothing to do with Henry David Thoreau, by the way.
Yes.
Is
this a description of a female?
No.
I think what you're thinking of is thought. THOT.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Ooh. Okay. And what does that mean?
That hoe over that, there.
Oh, there we go. I'm going to clean it up. Jess there. Comes that in with the little there. Kim version.
Well, that is what it means.
Just it is. Hanging out with Lil Wayne.
Hey, I love it. That's my girl.
Very thoughtful. Thode. Wow. Now, if there were an R in there, Throde would be those rolls they have at that place in Illinois, right?
Lambert's. Home of the Throde
Rolls. Home of the Throde Rolls. Thode.
Springfield, Missouri.
Is it an adjective?
Yes.
Okay. So
I like that you're going about this like a child at the spelling bee. Could
use it in a sentence.
Can I have a country of origin?
Yes.
He Thode. No, that wouldn't be it. Jess, do you have any idea?
No, I don't. Actually, not on this one. I don't know.
I thought it was throw, like a way to say throwed. Or through, rather, through.
No, this isn't giving away. You could say, man, I was throwed. I was throwed. Or, yeah, you can't say throwed. I was throwed.
Yeah.
I was throwed. I'll admit it.
Does this involve overindulgence in some narcotic?
Yes, I will give you that, but not a narcotic usually, but yeah, that could be
booze?
Mixed in there.
Booze?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wow, I'll tell you what, I did five shots. I was so thawed, I hit on thought.
How about that?
But that isn't just, it's not a person. There's not one original thought like the Mandalorian.
No one on this show's ever had an original thought.
Yeah, but he kind of used it.
These jokes are all old.
He kind of used it correctly. If he had not used the acronym, he would have said, and then I hit on that hoe over there.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you're
so he
right.
He was using it, yeah.
That's one of those rare situations where on Jeopardy when they go to the judges and then they allow it. That's what just happened.
So,
all right, Tom.
So, can you use Thode for me in a more precise way, please?
It's just casual. You know, you're just like, Willie's coming over. I think Josh, you know, and we were hanging out hours. We were getting Thode, and then I got a phone call. I got to go back to work, and I'm like, I'm not in a position to do that right now. You know, so it's just like, we were hanging out, we're getting drunk, and, you know, it's just like the carousing as people tend to do.
I tell you, it's a weird weekend. I'm getting thawed with my next door neighbor. He's a brain surgeon. His beeper goes off. Uh-oh.
There were so many jokes that I just left right there. So. That's awesome.
I wonder what thawed mean, like where it comes from.
Yeah, I heard it. I know it was being thrown around. I heard it in Chicago. Maybe guys were using it maybe 8-10 years ago in Chicago, and I remember being there that summer and being like, oh, I like that word. And then I heard a song called Getting Thode, and I still listen to it.
Is it like thoroughly drunk?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
Yeah, right.
Maybe what do you call that when you make two words into one? Is that a term?
Was it portmanteau or something?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Infotainment is that.
And I call it, in my case, overthinking everything.
This would be probably just slang contraction, honestly. So
yes, well, this has turned into infotainment.
Sorry. Yeah. No, no.
Laughing info. And learning with Josh.
Thank you, Josh. Antitainment.
Yeah. I specialize in antitainment.
Al Jackson is our guest. Al, give me one more for the street, my friend.
Oh, Tom. I love it.
My man, 50 grand.
No. Stop. My God, stop.
You're impressing him. All right, we're going to get this out really quickly. Tom, what does, if I said that something was flooded, what does that mean? Flooded and not your pants.
Oh. Too many people. I went to this event. It was flooded, man. Too many people.
You know what? That's not the right answer, but he came. He sounded so casual. Yeah. I would actually almost accept it. Anybody else?
Thought it was perfect sounding.
But it sounded great. I it sounded like that should be the actual term.
I never talked that way, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of this segment.
Yeah. You've been doing this for years, Tom.
It's like sometimes you're doing
Are
your headphones on all the time? I don't understand.
It's like sitting in a Spanish class halfway through the year and going, you know, I don't speak this language.
You're wasting our time.
I don't know why you're wasting your time.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I can't speak Spanish.
I've been coming here for months, thawed every day. The only reason I come is because Thot's over there.
Thot's the teacher.
You got to be careful. You're going to say a word wrong, and someone's going to page Jesse Jackson. You got to take it.
Al, Tom, here comes.
Yes, you got it. Yeah, we're accepting that as the official new definition. But usually, it's just like you refer to like your watch or your chain is flooded with diamonds. So yeah. Oh, so Tom came in flooded. Like he's looking good. Like the watch was shining. Now everything's just flooded. Tom must have renewed that contract.
Yeah, my watch must have been flooded because it barely works. It's an Apple watch with a big crack in it. Al Jackson will be featured tomorrow night at a wedding of his nephew. He'll be the one sobbing, diving for the garter.
That's so weird.
Yeah, but
the garter's weird. Everybody hates it. I don't like that, or I don't like the cake smear on the face. Yep, I don't like that. What is that? Anyway, let's fix that.
Okay. Al, it's always a great pleasure. You can see him on the Daily Blast Live, but not today, my friend. Thank you, Al.
Love you guys.
See you.
Travels,
good to see you, Al.
Bye, Al.
Take care, man. I'll wear a sweatsuit in your honor. Never.
Tracksuit.
What is that?
Tracksuit.
Even worse.
What I wear is a sweatsuit.
Any suit you wear is a sweatsuit.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.